From RTE Brainstorm, here are 10 landmark GAA sites to visit this year by Siobhan Doyle from RTE Brainstorm. There are many GAA landmarks across the country that are worth a visit, and not just on big championship days when thousands of attendees guarantee a special atmosphere. Many sites across Ireland offer unique social insight and powerful historical connections to Gaelic games. For GAA fans wishing to broaden their knowledge by gaining new experiences, or for those who simply want to understand Ireland's heritage through sport, here is a bucket list of GAA destinations to explore. Phoenix Park, Dublin. Hurling has been played in the Phoenix Park as far back as the 1700s. The first ever intercounty match took place there in 1886 between Tipperary and Galway playing hurling, and the All-Ireland Championship finals of 1893, which were not played until June 1894, were also played in the Phoenix Park, with Blackrock of Cork winning against Confederation of Kilkenny in hurling, and Young Irelands of Wexford crowned football champions after a final against Cork's Drumtariff. In 2024, a plaque was unveiled to mark the 1893 finals, and an oak tree was planted to symbolise the strong link between Gaelic games and the park. Leochra Gael Mural, Cushion Dáil. Every GAA club in Ireland has its own special story and cast of individuals who shape the spirit of the club. Ruaidhrí Óg Club in Cushion Dáil on the coast of Antrim has represented its story across 8 panels on a large-scale mural on the club's grounds. As well as depictions of mythical figures such as Fionn MacCool, Satanta and Queen Maeve, the club's famous hurler Terence Sambo McNaughton and lifelong supporter the late Wee Jack MacKillop are also included. Ruaidhrí Óg's two hurling martyrs, Danny McNaughton and John Darragh, who both passed away representing the club and colours they loved, are also poignantly featured. The mural, which was funded by Community Foundation NI, captures the vitality of the club, demonstrates how the GAA can be the perfect inspiration for artists, and adds glorious colour to the GAA grounds. Handball Alley, Cullenstown. There are many scenic GAA pitches that lie along beautiful coasts or are placed in the foothills of mountains. One of the most scenic handball alleys in the country is on Cullenstown Strand in South Wexford. Sitting on the strand and with the salty islands in sight, there is scarcely a better location to blow off cobwebs and burst a few balls off the walls. A unique feature of the court is the steps going all around the walls, allowing spectators to watch the action from all four sides. It was originally built in 1912 with additions in 1940 and a substantial restoration in 2005 after it was badly damaged in a storm. In 2007, Áine Ryan began a project identifying, researching and cataloguing Ireland's historic outdoor handball alleys, which are now detailed exhaustively on an interactive map-based website allowing GAA enthusiasts to familiarise themselves with their local ball alley. Lorna Porca, Thurles. While in Thurles, it is well worth scheduling a visit to Lorna Porca Museum. Officially opened by President Mary Robinson in 1994, the intention was that this private collection of GAA memorabilia would become the basis for a successful visitor centre. GAA historian Sam Melbourne accumulated an impressive collection of signed jerseys, whistles, footballs and schlitters, newspaper cuttings and trophies, all relating to the history of Gaelic games. In 1988, Tipperary County Board purchased the collection and preserved a valuable assemblage of the GAA's history that may have been otherwise lost, separated or underappreciated. Sure, there are some questionable mannequins that haven't stood the test of time, but the impressive display hurleys used by famous players, many of them signed, are true rarities that cannot be viewed elsewhere. Michael Cusick Centre, Carron, County Clare. While Thurles is considered the birthplace of the GAA, with the first meeting of the association taking place in the billiards room in Hayes Hotel in the town, the small, remote village of Carron in County Clare is the birthplace of the GAA's founder. Michael Cusack was born in 1847 at the height of the Great Hunger in a simple, three-roomed thatched cottage that was typical of the rural poor that lived in the area at the time. The house has been transformed into a visitor centre that commemorates the life and memory of Cusack and his role in the formation of the GAA. Being immersed in the rocky landscape of the Burren and setting foot in the site of Cusack's humble birthplace allows visitors to reflect on his immense impact on Irish life. Athleague GAA Grounds. While historic landmarks are important in gaining insight into the GAA's past, it is worthwhile to look at the present to take account of the newest venues and technologies that are being used within Gaelic games. Until Storm Éowyn arrived in January 2025, the Connacht GAA Air Dome was the epitome of sophisticated and sustainable technology in the association. Before it was completely destroyed with the strong gusts that ravaged across the country, the venue boasted a full-size indoor pitch, running track, fully equipped gym and portable stand. Most importantly, the venue meant games could be played all year round, irrespective of weather conditions. The irony is that the extreme weather conditions that it was built to withstand resulted in its destruction. Less than an hour down the road from the site of the Air Dome is Athleague GAA Grounds, which has been the designated county hurling grounds for Roscommon for the last 40 years. It is safe to say that this ground is in stark contrast with the finance, resources and effort that were put into the Air Dome. It's almost like taking a step back in time. The failure to update facilities, particularly for spectators, to align with other intercounty facilities, is a gloomy case study for the under-resourcing that second-tier hurling counties must endure. Kathleen Mills Plaque. Such is the reality of women's representation in public spaces that landmarks for Camogie and LGFA players are sparse, to say the least. One woman who hasn't been forgotten within her local community is Kathleen K. Mills, who is regarded as one of the greatest Camogie players of all time. Winner of 15 All-Ireland senior medals with Dublin, her career spanned over 20 years, encompassing the 1940s, 1950s and 1960s. Her achievements were marked with a commemorative plaque unveiled at her former home in Inchicore in 2011. That parish has had many GAA links throughout the years, including the All-Ireland finals that were held there in 1889, when Tipperary beat Laois in football and Dublin defeated Clare in hurling. The Cooley Mountains in County Louth. The first official Puck Fada competition, Long Puck, took place in 1960 over the hills and plains of the Cooley Mountains, which look down over Dundalk Bay on one side and Carlingford Loch on the other. Permanent standing stones mark the route along the course and a cairn marks the start of the course. Many of the standing stones have On Puck Fada engraved into them and an arrow pointing towards the direction to take along the circuit. In a time of constant change to rules, equipment, tactics and venues, it is one GAA competition that has upheld its steady, uncomplicated form in its original venue. Local Hurley Makers. With little mainstream exposure, hurley manufacturing remains a relatively intimate industry across the country, and going to buy one is an inherently intimate experience. To watch a hurley being made is to see a true Irish art form in motion. Seeing the haze of dust floating around, hearing the whirr of saws and sanders, and watching each stick being finished by hand gives an appreciation for the traditional craft of hurley making. With ash dieback disease rampant across the ash tree population in Ireland and hurley makers being forced to use replacement materials, the days of seeing them creating the clash of the ash are numbered, so experience it while you can. Paddy O'Shea's Pub. A visit to West Kerry is greatly enhanced by a visit to Paddy O'Shea's Pub in Ventry. Here, visitors gain a true sense of the GAA tradition by basking in the photographs and memorabilia of one of Kerry's most famous footballers and characters. Last year, Paddy's family installed a cabinet of his medals and jersey in a corner of the pub as a permanent tribute to him. With the stunning strand of Cian Throgh only a short walk away, there's a sense of peace in the area. But, as with anything that involves Paddy O'Shea, there is also a sense of divilment. Discover more at rte.ie/brainstorm. RTE Brainstorm is produced by RTE in conjunction with UCC, University of Limerick, Maynooth University, DCU, TU Dublin, Research Ireland and Chagas.